The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about which battles are worth fighting with your kids and which ones just aren't. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Mom, I want to play soccer. I really, really, really want to play soccer, and I know I'll love it, and all my friends are playing, and I really want you to sign me up for soccer.
Why, yes, that does sound familiar. And then you sign up the kid for soccer and buy the soccer shoes and the soccer chin guards, and you rearrange your life around a long list of soccer practice times and games, and then guess what happens next?
I'll tell you what happens next. Then the kid starts whining about having to go to soccer practice or having to get up early on a Saturday for a game. And then he or she says, Mom, I think I want to quit soccer. And then the mother's head explodes out of sheer frustration.
We have all been there. And the big question is to fight or not to fight. Do you let the kid quit or do you make her hang in there and finish what she started? This is a tough call. Ideally, it's good if you can get your kid to at least finish out their commitment to a team or to a set of lessons. But if there are extenuating circumstances and your child has a good reason for wanting to quit, then you've got to decide if quitting is a good idea. We think if your kid is in emotional or physical pain over an extracurricular activity, it's okay to help them quit gracefully.
Yes, knowing why and when to quit is a life skill too, you know.
True.
For more tips on which battles to fight and which ones to let go, check out our homepage at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.